Last night in the Twin Ports, in a record that will hopefully never be equaled or even approached again, four shows opened while another one opens tonight and a sixth show that apparently missed the memo about the logjam closes this weekend. The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Cinderella opened here at UMD. Rubber Chicken's Picasso at the La Pina Gil at the Duluth Playground, a Chorus Line at the Duluth Playhouse, and Across the Bridge, Panic opened at UWS. Pride and Prejudice opens tonight at St. Scholastica, A Steady Rain closes at Renegade, and if that's not enough options for you, down the road, Steel Magnolias closes in Cloquet, and you can also head down to the Twin Cities to see UMD alum Kat Brindisi in Spring Awakening. At this point in the history of the universe, they've only seen A Steady Rain and A Chorus Line, and it's interesting that those two shows have in common people standing on stage having cathartic conversations with people out there in the dark. A Steady Rain is inspired by the two cops who returned Jeffrey Dahmer's final victim back into the hands of the infamous cannibalistic serial killer, but this is not that true story. That tragic mistake just spells the end of a series of cascading events that starts with a bullet through a window. One of these two cops really is a good cop and the other a bad cop, but they are also best friends and it turns out in love with the same woman. Playwright Keith Huff's plot reads like a 1950s crime noir, but that hardly matters because what is captivating here is not the plot, but the performances by Zach Stover and Scott Malice, who for 90 minutes tell us how their lives have been slowly but surely undone. You just sit there and listen to them. Meanwhile, A Chorus Line is set back in 1975 as originally performed, which means it's still Steve McQueen in, Bob Goulet out, but in a world with American Idol and Smash on the tube, I think audiences are now more intimately aware of the painful process of public auditions. I sent my review of A Chorus Line in last night, painfully aware that I could have mentioned twice as many people as I did. The only reason I did not look myself in the mirror this morning and ask myself how could I not mention seeing Suzanne Kritzberg dance on stage for the last time in Duluth is because I have tickets to go see the show again on Sunday. But I'm glad that I can drop a whole bunch of names here this morning on the radio, and there are plenty of names to be dropped. At the end of the opening number, you get to the iconic moment when there are 17 characters lined up in a row holding their 8x10 glossy headshots in front of their faces. By the time the chorus line turns into a dazzling chorus circle at the end, you pretty much know who all of those 17 characters are. This production has already attained a legendary status in town because director-choreographer Christine Seitz, who was in the first international touring company of A Chorus Line back in the day, started rehearsals in November. So opening night for this cast was at the end of a road longer than, but not as deadly as the Bataan Death March. Hey, Seitz spent 20 minutes once trying to teach me how to do a Scottish jig, and I just about died. So the thought of 6 months spending several hours each week doing rehearsals for all of those dance numbers impresses me to no end. The results are there to be seen on stage, although to really appreciate what this production has done for dancing and musicals around town, you have to look past the dancers with professional resumes like Paige Kohler and Luke Davey or Kevin James and the other dancers from the Minnesota Ballet and see what the others are doing. There are lots of ensemble numbers that allow you to see how they all line up against each other, but there are also a few moments where individuals get to shine. I heard people gasp when Seth Colvin did his split right before launching into a tumbling routine, and then there was Kyle McMillan tap dancing up a storm without wearing tap shoes. Oh, and heels? All the women were dancing in shoes with heels. I think watching the Minnesota Ballet the past several years made me forget that dancers do not always wear ballet slippers and toe shoes, or are those the same thing? Kohler can obviously dance, but she also cops some serious attitude and mondo sarcasm as Sheila, who all Gilmore Girl fans should know was the character Emily played in the original Broadway production. The audience insisted on applauding Davey for his massive monologue detailing his life story. Leanna Ling stood out like a very eager sore thumb as one of the dancers who gets cut at the end of the opening number. Amy Ward has a nice little comic rant as Connie, and my favorite song at the ballet turns out to fit Ashley Effinger's singing voice perfectly. So, between my review in the paper and what you're hearing now, I've managed to mention everybody who survives the initial audition except Kyle Duncan, which is surprising because every year when we do the Rocky Horror Picture Show, he does such a great job of dancing badly as Rocky that I forget that he can dance well enough to be out in front in a show like A Chorus Line. But that is why A Chorus Line is a benchmark for dancing in this town, which had to get to the point where there were enough bodies, particularly male bodies, to be able to put the show on. Because beyond being a reward for making it this far, it was also a practicum for progressing more dancers to the next level. Fortunately, this town has a nice little cadre of choreographers who can take advantage of this process. Reviews of Cinderella and Picasso at the La Pina Gil are in the paper this morning, along with the one about the chorus line. And tomorrow you'll be able to read deep thoughts about panic and Pride and Prejudice as Paul Brissett and I pop our piece in print. Stop worrying about this weather and think about whether you're going to see just one show or two this week. I'm seeing three, and I already have another two lined up for next week. I'm Lawrence Bernabeau, and this has been Curtain Call on KUMD.